Well, good morning and welcome to the Cup Series Day here at Mexico City. We're now joined by Jeff Gordon, NASCAR Hall of Famer, four-time Cup Series champion, and the vice chairman for Hendrick Motorsports. Jeff today will be the official commander for the Viva Mexico 250. So, Jeff, you've been here for a few days now. What's your experience been like so far?
Yeah, no, it's been fantastic. Excited to be here. I mean, I think it's a long time coming to race internationally with the Cup Series, especially I think here in Mexico. I've been, over the years to several different events, and there's a lot of sports fans here, a lot of motorsports fans here. So great to finally get the Cup Series here. And yeah, I mean, like anything else, certainly logistically, there's been some challenges, but overall, our team at Hendrick Motorsports had a great experience, and so have I.
Absolutely. We'll open it up for questions. I'll start over here with Matt.
Matt Weaver, The Sporting News. Hindsight is always 2020, but given the Xfinity Series races we had year that were super successful a decade and a half ago, was there kind of a missed opportunity given that Mexico City wanted a Cup Series date, Montreal wanted a Cup Series date, and back then we could have given them that show with you and Carl and Tony and Dale, and maybe that could have been a chance to capitalize on kind of the zenith of the sport? Did we kind of miss an opportunity to do that, and did we wait too long to come here for Cup?
I mean, like you said, hindsight, it would have been nice to figure. I don't remember why we didn't. I wasn't a part of those discussions. This car offers a lot more opportunity. That's why we're going to street courses now, or have been going to Chicago. The brakes on this car and just the aero package on this car, just the transmission, everything allows you to do more road racing. And I just don't know that, road racing at that time was as popular as it is today, especially in the Cup Series. And we didn't have a car that I think could be as adaptable. So don't know the other reasons why, but yes, of course, you wish that we had come here sooner. And some of the stars that are known names and faces that helped, really make the sport popular, whether it be the late 90s, like some of us older guys, or, the mid-2000s, I think it would have been great for the fans here in Mexico to have been able to experience that. But we're here now, and I think we still got a lot of young, great stars and should put on a good race.
And then to that point, what do you think are the best assets we have as an industry to present to these international markets and new places that we go to? Like, what are the things that you're most excited to tell local media here that this is what modern NASCAR is all about?
Well, I mean, it's super easy. The product on the track speaks for itself. I mean, we put on the best racing. You saw the spectacular race yesterday. I think you'll see another, very exciting race today. And I'll put our racing product on track up against any form of motorsports in the world. And so it's a great show. It's unpredictable. You don't know who's going to win. Very talented race car drivers and cars, I think, when you really get into the guts of the race car, are far more technical than maybe people understand. And they sound great. Yep.
We'll go to Holly.
Hi, Jeff. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. I've actually seen quite a few people with Jeff Gordon hats and shirts and things like that. I think it's fair to say that you may not be competing this weekend, but are very popular and a favorite around here. What is your reaction or to the reception that you've received? How would you kind of say it's been for you personally here in Mexico City?
Yeah, no, it's been amazing. Is it Polanco, I believe, the area? We were down there last night having dinner. There, I saw a lot of team people, Hendrick and other teams, in that area, beautiful area. And we ran into a couple fans that were very excited. So that was pretty cool. And, just seeing a little bit of it here. I don't know other than when you look at the history, of NASCAR. I'm fortunate that I made an impact, and that's still being recognized today. I mean, from a licensed merchandise standpoint, right, and looking at the business even in the U.S., there's been a bit of a resurgence for vintage, gear, and we're playing into that at Hendrick Motorsports with not just me, but all of our drivers as much as we can. So yeah, that seems to be something that's resonated here in Mexico City as well, which is very cool.
We'll go with Jerry and then Israel.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires, setting net. This, according to Daniel and the others, it's 3 years in the making. And I said last night, this is a big win for NASCAR's admin, their top executives. To get 3 years, to get to where we're at now, where do we go next? Where do we show off what NASCAR has for the rest of the world? We've done this. We've done Bowman. We've done L.A. Coliseum. We've proven Chicago. I mean, we're on a roll, and it's a good roll for NASCAR.
It is. It takes 3 years because it's very, very challenging to figure out how to market it and get the interest and guarantee some success. And so then you look at all the things that goes into that. First and foremost, listen, I want to go everywhere in the world, right, that I think that NASCAR could make an impact, whether it be England, Germany, South America, Australia, you name it, we can go through the list. Obviously, the next thing on everybody's mind seems to be stay somewhat close to the U.S., which means Canada. And I think that makes sense. But we have to figure out the schedule before we do too much of this. Right now, a 38-race schedule that this year, what we've had one weekend off for the entire year. We can't do this. Michigan, Mexico City, back to Pocono can't happen. It's just we're doing it and we're excited to take on the challenge as a team. But it's going to wear on us, and I don't think we can do that back to back. So we've got to make some adjustments in the schedule to figure out how to do this again, how to do Canada, and then if we're talking about really truly going overseas, that's a whole nother discussion, right? When we went to Japan, that was in December, and you're not going to get a lot of popular votes of a long season of 38 races and then go into our off season on top of that. So I think we've got to figure out how much interest is there. Let's say it's Brazil, and if there's enough interest, which I think there would be, there's a course that would suit our cars well. Then it's how do we fit this in what's already a very difficult schedule.
Okay, we'll go to Israel.
Hey, Mr. Gordon, first of all,
nice welcome. Hat.
I appreciate that. Welcome to Mexico City. I want to ask you, as a NASCAR legend now, as a vice chairman on Hendrick Motorsports, there's a lot of divided opinions on whether NASCAR should have come or shouldn't have come. Mexico. There's a lot of divided opinions on the topic. What would you say now that you're here in Mexico and you saw firsthand what's going on and what happened yesterday, and in terms of what would you tell those guys, thinking more like in a form of not thinking right or with prejudice to see the expansion of NASCAR internationally? What would you say to those guys that are
you just have to listen to the fans. Like, to me, if there are a large amount of fans that want to see NASCAR in person, internationally, I think it opens up a lot of doors for partnerships and expansion of new fans, younger fans, you name it. And if we have a crowd that's as energetic today, and it's going to be a bigger crowd than even yesterday, of course, Daniel played into that too. But to me, what I was most excited about coming here is the passion and the excitement and the energy that fans here in Mexico bring. I came to a couple of F1 races and I saw it there, and I expect to see it again today. And that's why we're here, and anywhere that we go is going to be really dictated by the fans that want to see more NASCAR racing.
Any final questions for Jeff? We'll go Jenna.
Jeff, on that on the scheduling thing with Michigan to Mexico to Pocono, is that something that teams are talking to NASCAR about, saying, hey, if we do these things, the way Formula One is sort of consolidating their regions, like, are those conversations happening?
They are, and the one unique thing about us is the kind of equipment that we have in our trucks, how we work out of our trucks, our pit boxes, some of the things that logistically have to be brought, not even by us, by third parties. and not only have to be here, but they have to get to Pocono. And so I think, you know, those are, and we knew that coming in, those are going to be challenging, and they have been, but we're here, and I feel confident we'll be in Pocono and put on that race. But behind the scenes, it's weighing, you know, on the team. So there's far more positives than the negatives. I'm just pointing out some of the things I think for the future and what we're being challenged with. And I think that we want to be here. We want to be here for a long time. And it'll be dictated on the fan experience and fan enthusiasm and support, as well as, you know, how we can figure out logistically how to pull it off.
We'll come up front here.
Hi, Jeff, over here. Welcome to Mexico. How you did receive the announcement that you are going to be the official commandant for this race, the first NASCAR race sponsorable outside of the U.S.?
Yeah, I wasn't exactly sure how that got lined up, but I'm honored. You know, it's a big accomplishment or honor, you know, to do that for any NASCAR event, but for a historical event. Here in Mexico City, and I love coming here. I vacation in Mexico for many years with my family. I've been to Mexico City a few times. I'm having a great experience, and I love seeing NASCAR, be here and competing. And I think the fans are gonna see a great show. So for me to be able to get the engine started with the command is something that I take very serious, and I'm, you know, very pleased that I got that call. So it's great.
Well, Jeff, thanks for your time this morning, and good luck with the with the official command later today.
I am biased today, I will say that. So you have to know that coming in. a little.
Are you saying it's Spanish?
It's going to be a hybrid.